From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A roadblock for a U.S. healthcare vote. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a procedural vote on a revised Republican healthcare bill. McConnell's announcement follows the news that Senator John McCain must remain in Arizona for a week following an operation Saturday to remove a blood clot above his left eye. McCain's absence in the closely divided Senate places the vote on the healthcare bill in jeopardy. In his weekly address, President Trump said the new health care bill will replace the old national plan. An Iranian court has sentenced a U.S. citizen to 10 years in prison on infiltration charges. That's according to Iran's judicial spokesman on Sunday. The individual, whose name was not released, is a dual citizen of the United States and another unspecified country. Iran has detained and sentenced several dual nationals from the United States, Britain, Austria, Canada, and France for charges including espionage and collaborating with hostile governments. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says those behind last year's failed coup in Turkey are traitors who should be beheaded. The United States has condemned the coup but has disagreed with Ankara on several issues. Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent, Fethullah Gulen, for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara, James Jeffrey.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
For more on this story, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu honored the victims of a mass deportation of French Jews to Nazi camps during the Holocaust. Fewer than 100 people survived after 13,000 people were rounded up and sent to concentration camps in July of 1942. The Prime Minister spoke at the memorial on Sunday.
What happened here on that day in the heart of Paris, multiplied by 400 times. 400 Parises, and you will get the scale, the enormous scale of the destruction of European Jewry, the destruction of our children.
Macron met with Netanyahu later on Sunday for separate talks. The Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the Iran nuclear deal, and French-Israeli technological cooperation were all on the agenda.
We share a desire to see a stable and peaceful Middle East. We discussed both the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, but also the growing opportunities for cooperation between Israel and some of our Arab neighbors because of this sense, a new sense, of shared threats and shared interests.
On Sunday, Iraqi police paraded through Baghdad in celebration of the recapture of Mosul from the Islamic State group IS. Mosul is the second largest city in northern Iraq and was the militants' primary stronghold in the country. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the liberation of Mosul on the 10th of July. U.S. officials interviewing refugees held in an Australian-run offshore detention center left the facility abruptly, three detainees told Reuters on Saturday. U.S. officials halted screening interviews and departed the Pacific island of Nauru on Friday, 2 weeks earlier than they had initially planned. This came a day after Washington said the United States had reached its annual refugee intake cap. Here's Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop earlier today.
The United States is upholding the agreement. We have been given assurances by both President Trump and Vice President Pence and others that the agreement will be adhered to. And the United States, like Australia, has a quota each year for its refugee intake. I understand that the quota has been fulfilled for this year. It kicks over again on the 1st of October. But I have no doubt that this agreement is progressing, as the relevant US authority confirmed this morning.
An indefinite postponement of the deal would have significant repercussions for Australia's pledge to close a second detention center on Papua New Guinea's Manus Island. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.